Chapter 1.
I was running hard, pushing myself past human limits to the only place I knew could help, home. I already could tell that my wound was fatal, and with every step the loss of blood made me more woozy. Orcs were hot on my trail, at least a dozen howling for my head. I was certain they would not stop. They were stubborn and stupid, slow as well. But I was smart and fast. I was a dragon, after all, in a very manlike sort of way. By appearance, I was a man, big, long-haired, and rangy, more than capable of whipping a few lousy dragon-poaching orcs until they got to drop on me. So now I was running for my life, my dragon heart pounding in my chest like a galloping horse, mile after mile, until I had no choice but to come to a stop. I looked down at the crossbow bolts protruding from my side, through my back.
"Gad!"
I exclaimed, checking the wounds. The blood had already stained a patch in my armor, and I knew it was still worse than it looked. Every breath I took was pain-filled and biting. I knew I was bleeding inside, and I had to stop it or die. I pulled the lid from my canteen and drank, which did little to quench my thirst, but it brought some relief. I reached inside my satchel, my little bag of tricks, and fumbled for a vial. Over the years, I've picked up a few useful things, like potions, magic potions. They can do many things. Turn you invisible, make you bigger, smarter, faster, stronger, and even heal. In this particular case, it was a healing potion in a vial as big as my index finger, which was pretty big, but it only looked to have about one drop left as I shook it before my eyes.
Oh!
I moaned, the pain not getting any better.
I don't think this will do it.
I looked down at my wounds and tried to decide. Should I take out the wooden shafts first or afterward? I'd been hurt before plenty of times, but this festering wound was a tricky one.
Just do what you always do, dragon.
That's what I call myself, and I talk to myself a lot. My real name is much longer, difficult to pronounce and spell. But part of it is Nath. So, if a commoner ever asks, Nath Dragon is my name. Saving dragons and other things is my game. I tore a piece of bark from a tree, pinched it between my teeth, and bit down. Beads of sweat erupted from my forehead as I began pulling the first bolt through my skin. The good thing about them being crossbow bolts was that they weren't as big as arrows. But they sure did pack a punch. Oh, I groaned, certain I was going to die as I ripped the rest of the shaft free. I felt sick. My skin turned clammy, and the sound of the woodland crickets became loud and irritating. In the woods there are many dangers, and I wasn't anywhere close to being out of harm's way. Anything could pick up the trail of the wounded. Overbearing bugbears, wily wood elves, pesky witches, dog-faced gnolls, transforming wolves, tricky sprites, weird shadows, or even worse, dragons. Yes, there are bad dragons too, but it wasn't likely I'd run into two dragons in one day, or that a dragon would want to fool with me for that matter, but they did on occasion. I'd seen it for myself. The most beautiful and dangerous creatures in the world. The noblest and greediest, too.
Do it, dragon.
I was gritting my teeth on the tasteless bark once more. The pain was excruciating. Each bloody inch I tugged free twice as painful as the last.
Don't black out.
A wave of wooziness assailed me as I got the last bolt free and slipped to my hands and knees, trembling like a leaf. I put the healing vial to my lips and watch that last pink drop slide down the tube and land on my tongue. Elation! Exasperation! It coursed through me, head to toe, mending every fiber, sealing every unnatural pore. The relief was astounding, but the healing incomplete. As quick as it started, it had stopped, but at least I wouldn't be dripping blood anymore. Spitting it, perhaps. Two bolts ripped past my face and quavered in a nearby tree.
Stupid bloody orcs.
Ugh. I pushed myself to my feet with a groan and began sprinting through the woods, each step feeling like a punch in my stomach. I had to get home, find my father, and explain to him how I had gotten whipped by orcs, which never would have happened if I'd been allowed to kill them in the first place. My legs churned harder and harder as I began to outdistance my pursuers, cutting across the grassy plain, and the barrage of bolts began to subside. So on I ran, the sounds of angry orcs fading away, leaving only the wind in my ears and the sharp throbbing pangs in my stomach. I just hoped I had enough strength left to return home. Of course, my father probably wouldn't be too pleased by my return either. I had his sword that I named Fang, a beautiful glimmering object of steel and magic woven together like its own living thing. Well, it wasn't given to me. I sort of borrowed it, and by then I was pretty sure my father would know it was missing. He wasn't the most understanding when it came to such things either. So I ran through the shallow waters, over grassy knolls by shining cities whose towers almost reached the clouds, each long stride a hair shorter than the last, until I made it to just within my keen eyes shot of the Mountain of Doom and collapsed.